This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of January 20th, 2005.
All right, police!
Bad cop.
No donut.
Bad. Cop.
No. Donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. A police officer in Freehold, New Jersey, has pleaded not guilty to forcing a woman to perform a sex act on him in his squad car in April 2004. Officer Dennis Smith is accused of placing the woman in his patrol car after a traffic stop, driving the woman to a remote location, and then forcing her to perform a sex act. Smith is charged with 3 counts of sexual assault, 2 counts of official misconduct, and 2 counts of first-degree kidnapping. The officer has been suspended without pay, pending the outcome of his trial, which is scheduled to resume in March. A veteran police officer in Athens, Alabama, has resigned amid allegations of sexual misconduct. Officer Lee Kennemer quit his job after 4 women inmates came forward claiming they had sex with 3 different officers in the Athens department against their will. An investigation into the allegations is now closed, and the results have not been made public. By quitting the department, Kennemer will keep his retirement benefits. A man who says he was beaten and hogtied by a Las Vegas police officer during a traffic stop almost 2 years ago has filed a lawsuit against the Las Vegas department. The man pulled his car over after it ran out of gas in February 2003 and was confronted by the officer, who ordered him to lay down before beating and handcuffing the man. The man woke up several hours later in jail, lying in a pool of blood. Workers at the detention center showed deliberate indifference to the man's constitutional rights. The man is seeking $10,000 in damages. A police officer in Toronto who had been found guilty of assaulting a man during a wrongful arrest was given a conditional discharge by a judge this week and will have no criminal record. The officer, William Walker, was found guilty at his trial last October. All charges against the officer's victim were dropped. At the sentencing, the judge praised the officer's professional achievements before he sent an armed criminal out to protect and serve the people of Toronto. The victim of the beating is moving forward with his plans to sue the officer and the department for $1.6 million Canadian dollars. The sentence comes as no surprise to Toronto residents who last year watched in amazement while 4 police officers who beat a man to death outside of a convenience store were acquitted of their manslaughter charges. Ongoing RCMP corruption investigations have led to charges against more than a dozen officers and the closing down of the plainclothes unit of a downtown police division. Since that time, the Toronto department has been looking at ways to restore public confidence. This week, it was announced that all officers in high-risk jobs will have to undergo drug testing, psychological evaluations, and have their bank accounts probed. The association representing the officers has vowed to oppose the new measures, which are set to begin on March 1st. In a related story, Toronto police killed a 34-year-old man last week after executing a warrant on the victim's home. Police used a taser to subdue the man, and an ambulance was called around 40 minutes after the man had become unconscious and had difficulty breathing. Also, 2 people were injured this week when a vehicle being chased by Toronto police left the street and struck 2 pedestrians. Nearly a year after the fact, a Nome, Alaska police officer is finally on trial this week for murdering a teenage woman. Matthew Clay Owens was charged with the murder by Alaska state troopers who were called in to investigate the crime. Owens is charged with first-degree murder and evidence tampering. The tampering charge is in relation to some false evidence, a staged theft of his police cruiser in order to clear himself of suspicion in the killing. During the investigation, it was discovered that Owens had engaged in sexual activity with several women while he was on duty and had sex with at least one of them in his patrol car. Owens was on duty at the time of the murder, one of only 2 officers on duty at the time the victim was shot in the back of the head and left at an abandoned mine.
He just started yelling at me. He's like, "You're not supposed to be here anyways. Go back into your office."
He just started searching me and didn't give me any reasons for stopping me. And then they arrest me. They probably thought that I was selling drugs or something like that. I call 911.
It's going to be our war against his word, and they are on the low. They've earned every last penny of that.
of that cash.
Do you have any hope of recovering the money?
No.
A family in Chicago says that $13,000 of their money went missing after a police search of their home. After pulling over and arresting a man who was guilty of being Latino and driving to his job in a Cadillac, police decided to search the man's home. After the search, the officers left and released the man. Shortly afterwards, the family discovered that the money was missing and called police to complain. The police only launched an investigation after an intervention by a local television station who had been following the robbery. The family is not expecting to get their money back. Police in the city of Benton Harbor, Michigan, which has been the scene of rioting by residents over past incidents of police brutality, will soon have cameras in their cars to monitor their behavior. The mayor of the city is insisting on the action after being inundated with complaints of misconduct by the city's officers from residents. Meanwhile, the chief of the local department says that he is not aware of any misconduct on the part of his officers. A recent complaint by two men who were stopped by police alleges that they were not released until they allowed officers to look inside of their underwear, ostensibly for drugs. The city also plans to hire a community relations officer to investigate future complaints against officers. A grand jury indicted a Lincoln, Illinois police officer and her husband on drug charges after their home was raided last month and several dozen marijuana plants were found growing. The charges were handed down on Friday. Officer Diana Short is charged with unlawful manufacture of between 500 and 2,000 grams of marijuana, unlawful manufacture of marijuana with intent to deliver, unlawful production of between 20 and 50 marijuana plants, two charges of official misconduct, and one count of making a false affidavit. Officer Short resigned from the force, and she and her husband are both currently free on bond. A man in Brookline, New Hampshire, who had tried to kill his wife, had all charges against him dropped this week when police failed to show up at a hearing. Officer Anthony Corrado says he did not appear at the hearing because he had not seen the notification. Prosecutors will attempt to file new charges, but the man's family fears that he will make bail on unrelated charges in the meantime.
I'd like to make it very clear that I would not tolerate any member of this agency to conduct themselves in such a way as to bring dishonor to this department or to the law enforcement community as a whole.
A police officer in Baldwin, Florida has been fired after several allegations were made of inappropriate sexual behavior toward teenage boys. Officer James Lawrence was fired after two teenagers came forward after a New Year's Eve party at the officer's house, claiming that Lawrence had touched them in an inappropriate manner. Another young person was found during the ensuing investigation who claimed that the officer had made sexually suggestive remarks almost 1 year ago. So far, no criminal charges have been filed against the officer. Last week, a police officer in Dayton, Kentucky, pleaded guilty to charges of official misconduct. Sergeant Rally Barnett was sentenced to 6 months in jail and will not be allowed to work as a police officer anywhere in the United States ever again. The officer had hired two officers with questionable histories in law enforcement, including an officer who was accused of sexual abuse of a child. A man who was mistakenly shot by Middletown, Pennsylvania police officers last February has had his lawsuit settled out of court. The man was in bed naked and unarmed when police stormed into his apartment looking for his brother. The man was shot by Officer Dale Keddy, who was not in uniform at the time of the shooting, and claims he mistook the T-shirt the man was using to cover his genitals for a weapon. The man is confined to a wheelchair and is being fitted for a prosthetic leg. Details of the settlement have not been disclosed. A teacher in El Paso, Texas, along with five students, has filed a police brutality lawsuit relating to excessive force used by police on students at a high school. The students had walked out of class in January 2003 to protest changes to their class schedule. When police arrived, there was a verbal and then physical confrontation with the students that left many of them injured. Monetary damages are being sought in addition to changes in police training. A loophole in a Florida law has led to charges being dropped against a police officer in Bradenton who had sex with a jail inmate. The law that deals with charges of sexual abuse of inmates only mentions corrections officers specifically. Therefore, the prosecutor has dropped charges against Officer Prince Milton, saying that there was not a statute under which the officer could be charged. A police officer in La Porte, Texas, has been suspended after it was claimed that he beat up two women. In December, Officer Carl Davis was accused of giving a woman two black eyes in an incident where he punched and choked her. Another woman has come forward alleging that Davis shoved her against her car and maced her in May 2003 after she asked him why he had pulled her over. An internal investigation is underway. Other than the murders already mentioned, police also killed people this week in Fremont, California, Virginia Beach, Virginia, La Habra, California, and Nashville, Tennessee. That's all for this week. Tune into this station next week for more. Email your comments and story ideas to ihatepigs@hotmail.com. That's all one word. From CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. Each week we end Bad Cop No Donut with a song. This week, it's Let's Kill All Cops by MDC.